Good morning. The time is 11:32. I'm Grady.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose, and you are listening to KBPS News on Summer Sound 2025.
The Portland Community College will stop offering three of their courses in an effort to balance the budget. Spokesperson James Hill told the Oregonian on Monday. Once current students graduate, PCC will end its Russian offerings as well as two CT programs, Music and Sonic Arts, which is combining sound, music, and tech, and gerontology, the study of aging and older adults. Additional programs like art may reduce the classes offered. Going into the 2025 to 2027 budget, the college faces nearly $15 million budget shortfall, according to The Hill. PCC is not the only higher education institution in Oregon attempting to reduce budget shortfalls. However, last month, University of Oregon laid off 42 employees with a plan to cut more, and 6 months ago, Portland State announced plans to lay off 17 faculty members.
City councilors are discussing sending a parks levy to Portland voters on the next ballot. Property taxes pay for about half of the Portland Parks and Recreation budget, but the city council is proposing a pretty big increase. As of now, property owners pay 80 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. That levy expires this year, and the city council wants to renew and raise it to $1.40 per $1,000 of assessed value, says K2. City leaders say that the raise is necessary to maintain current service levels and adds a little bit extra for maintenance. If the raise is approved, it's expected to raise more than $450 million by summer 2031.
After 2 years of construction, the Albina Library will be reopening in just 2 days, says Multnomah County Library. The library is almost four times larger at a total of 30,000 square feet. This is the largest new library to open since Central Library in 1913, and it's the second largest library in the county. But as one opens, another closes, though not for nearly as long. The Hollywood Library will be closing for a refresh on the 21st and will be opening back up late 2025 or early 2026.
Tens of thousands of century-old books are being pulled off the shelves of a medieval abbey in Hungary in an effort to save them from a beetle infestation that could wipe out centuries of history, says AP News. Pannonhalma Ark Abbey is a thousand-year-old Benedictine monastery that is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, as well as being one of Hungary's oldest centers of learning. The drugstore beetle, also known as the bread beetle, is usually found in dried foodstuffs like grain, flour, and spices, but are also attracted to gelatin and starch-based adhesives used in books. Restoration workers are currently removing about 100,000 of these hand-bound books from their shelves and carefully starting a disinfection process to kill the tiny beetles that burrowed into the tombs. The abbey was founded in 996 AD, 4 years before the establishment of the Kingdom of Hungary. The abbey houses the country's oldest collection of books, as well as many of its earliest and most important written records. The abbey has survived centuries of wars, invasions, and occupations, but for over 1,000 years has remained one of the most prominent religious and cultural sites in all of Central Europe. Some of the library's most important works are 19 codices, a complete 13th century Bible, several hundred manuscripts that predate the invention of the printing press, and tens of thousands of books from the 16th century. To kill the destructive beetles, the books are being put into sealed plastic sacks from which all oxygen is removed. After 6 weeks in the pure nitrogen environment, each book will be individually inspected and vacuumed, then finally reshelved. The abbey believes that climate change may have played a role in the infestation as the beetles favor higher temperatures.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Grady.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for your weather forecast.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Did you know that there are many well-paying jobs that do not require any schooling beyond high school? While it's true for the most part that the more education you have, the more opportunities you have for higher-paying jobs, there are many occupations where a high school degree will get you in the door. Many jobs related to transportation, such as railroads or shipping, are higher-paying jobs that you can learn while working. Other options include work in power plant operations or chemical-related occupations. For more information on these and other career services, go to the web at qualityinfo.org. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tonight it is clear with an overnight low of 62 degrees. Tomorrow it is sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Right now we have clear and 70 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear and 70 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently we have clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. Thank you so much for listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM. I am your host Razor, Yuri R, with Emperor's New Clothes by Panic at the Disco.